Hello, everybody, and happy Sunday morning to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of today's Florida State League ball games between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, or the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Today, we have two games for you, with first pitch coming up in yesterday's suspended game at noon. Then once that is completed through nine innings, we'll take a 30-minute break and have a seven-inning second game that will conclude this six-game series. When we last left off yesterday, it was myself, John DeStefano, and Josh Knupp on the call, and we went into a rain delay before the second inning, no score, and unfortunately, we did not ever come out of that rain delay. The game was suspended at around 5:15. The Mets bust out of here under sunny skies at 6 o'clock. Team was fairly disappointed not to be able to finish that game and having to play 15 innings today. But it is certainly something that the Mets have gotten used to. This will be the fourth time this season they have had to resume a suspended game, play it through nine innings, take a 30-minute break, and then play a seven-inning game. The Mets are 3-3 in such games this year. It's been the first half of weather chaos, and that will continue. And we do expect rain today, so I would not say we are going to be in the woods at all at any point in time. We are certainly going to start on time, but buckle up. It could be a very long one for the Cardinals and the Mets as they try to get in all six games in this series. There's only been one game so far that has been unaffected by weather. That was the Mets' 8-7 win on Thursday night. When we do pick up the suspended game at noon, it will be scoreless as Sean Reed Foley made a major league rehab start for St. Lucie, pitched a scoreless first inning that included a single, a pickoff, a ground out, and a strikeout. The game will be resumed by Jose Quintana. It will be his second rehab appearance for the Mets in this series. For Palm Beach, their starter, Pete Hansen, went a scoreless inning. He had a one-out first and third situation and got out of it by getting Jacob Reimer to hit into a double play. And, of course, he will not be resuming this game either. In his place, it will be Hansel Rincon, who is the opening starter in the series for the Cardinals. Going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more on the pitching matchup, plus today's lineups. That's next on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and the pregame show.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. A long day ahead at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for the Mets and Cardinals. Eight innings to finish out yesterday's suspended game, and then a seven-inning game two. So 15 total innings with more weather expected to wreak havoc at the ballpark today. We're at least going to start up at noon like we are supposed to, with Jose Quintana on the mound for the Mets against Hansel Rincon of the Cardinals. For Quintana, it's his second rehab start of this series. Technically not start. And he's restarting this game. It'll be a relief appearance in the books when he gets to treat it like a start. He pitched a scoreless couple of innings, inning and a third, rather, on Tuesday. Candido Cuevas came in behind him and got a couple of big outs to strand a runner at third to keep Quintana's ERA at 0.00. He's been on the shelf since spring training after suffering a rib injury, and that had a lesion on it, bone graft surgery. Lesion came back benign, so all is well there. He was always intended for a July start to his major league season, and there's really been nothing that has gone against that. It appears that the timeline is still on schedule. So Quintana gets the ball for the Mets, and again, it's going to be Hansel Rincon for the Cardinals. Rincon's had a good season, but he had a bad game on Tuesday when the Mets tagged him early for a couple, for a two-run homer in the first. That was Jet Williams. He ended up giving up five runs on six hits in four and two-thirds. Mets won that game 5-2. Rincon gets another shot at the Mets. It'll actually be his third shot against the Mets this year. He did pitch six scoreless innings up at Clover Park back in a game in the middle of May. The lineups, there are absolutely no changes from yesterday's game. Wilfredo Lahr is going to lead it off. Well, he is the leadoff hitter for the Mets. Jet Williams bats second, Junior Tilly in third, Jacob Reimer cleanup. Vincent Perozzo will be at the plate to restart this game. He's batting fifth. Correll Pass sixth. The DH, Jose Hernandez, Yarel Martinez, Rylan Thomas, all will be getting their first at-bats of the game shortly. For the Cardinals, only three came to the plate in the first inning. Ida Cerny, the left fielder, had an infield hit but was later picked off a second after a wild pitch. Yeager, a ground out. Juan Vincho struck out. So the rest of the order, 6-9. Leonardo Bernal, Chris Rotondo, Michael Curiale, Carlos Linares, Lisandro Espinoza, and Brandon Hernandez. The defense for the Cardinals, you have Linares doing the catching, Yeager at first base, Hernandez at second, Espinoza at short, Michael Curiale at third, Aya DeCerny in left, Rotondo in center, and Cho in right. Cardinals have taken the field. There will be no national anthem. We'll just roll right into first pitch. As we resume yesterday's contest, Cardinals sticking in their same red jersey alternate tops with the Palm Beach script in red across the front. The two Redbirds sitting on the yellow bat. Mets going with the road grays for the continuation of the game. They will switch over to the orange jerseys for game number two. Here is the broadcast setup for today's action. I will be calling the remainder of this game solo. Once this game is complete, I'm going to turn it over to the boys, John DiStefano and Josh Knupp. John, the assistant broadcaster. Josh Knupp, our high home cameraman on Bally Live, who is a burgeoning broadcaster himself. They are going to call the entirety of game two, and I will be like you. I will be listening and driving around, doing some chores back at home. They'll do a great job taking you throughout the rest of the series. Hopefully this all comes to fruition and we don't have to deal with any rain, although it's been a rain-infected last couple of weeks. The Mets' last 11 games, 8, have been delayed at some point by rain. Yuck. Hopefully not today, but you never know. Vincent Perozzo is at the plate. Our home plate umpire, Alex Lawry, signals for the restart. Here it comes from Rincon. It's a fastball pulled into shallow right field, and that's going to be missed by Hernandez, the second baseman. He had a beat on it going back the whole way, and a last-second lunge didn't get it done. It drops in for a base hit. So Vincent Perozzo, first pitch swinging, as we resume, picks up a base knock. That's the Mets' second hit of the game. Their first hit came from Junior Tillian, but he was erased on a double play ball. There is no score as we resume. Both teams had a runner in scoring position in the first yesterday, but couldn't get a run in, as Pete Hansen got a double play with runners at the corners to end the top of the first. Aya DeCerny was on second with nobody out in the bottom of the first, but he was picked off by Sean Reed Foley. Carell Paz swings and misses at a fastball from Rincon. It is a one ball, one strike count. No fans here at the Dean today. Ballpark is closed to the public on Sundays and Tuesdays. There's a ball that's foul, tipped a changeup at 84. Some folks have made it in, though, on the player pass list, friends and families of the teams. Most sitting down below in the sun right now, enjoying the rays they can get at this time of day. 1-2 coming to Paz. And he will take it inside corner for a strike. And he will challenge that pitch. Oh, he's denied. He's denied a challenge. Paz, as he took that called strike, looked into the Mets dugout as if summoning for assistance. And he tapped his helmet, and the umpire said, nope, you looked into the dugout. Now then, there is a delay in the system as this pitch is a called strike, or called ball, rather, to Jose Hernandez. So both dugouts have two iPads delivered by the ABS tech before the game. So they get to see the pitches and if they are right or wrong from the umpire. But it is not simultaneous. It is on a delay, or at least it's supposed to be. So the batter can't sit there and wait for somebody with the iPad to say, all right, go ahead and challenge it. And that's why the challenge has to be near simultaneous to the call. Here's Hernandez with a fly ball into deep center, backing up as Rotondo, still going back, and he bangs against the wall. And did he drop the ball? He did not. He did. He dropped the ball. He hit off the wall, and it popped loose and fell on the grass, on the track. And Jose Hernandez is safely aboard. Now, Vincent Perozzo only got to second. He thought it was caught, so he could not advance further than one base. I should mention the wind is breezing out to right field and to center. That ball just kept carrying. Looked like a fairly routine fly out, maybe deeper than normal, but the wind takes it all the way to the back of the track, and Rotondo can't make the squeeze. It's being called a single for Hernandez as Yero Martinez takes a first pitch, ball one. So a lot going on here as we restart yesterday's game. Mets have runners at first and second, one out, and Martinez swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt. It has not been a happy series for Yero Martinez. A lot of strikeouts. He does not have a hit yet. Seven strikeouts in three games played in. And a lot of bad chases. One, one for Rincon, and that one's going to be popped up a mile high. Catcher Linares gives it a look, but that's going to be into the stands. So we reset with a one ball, two strike count. Perez on second, Hernandez on first. Fastball home, and that's ripped to right field for a base hit. Perez's being waved in. Here comes the throw by Cho. It's going to be cut off. It's an RBI single for Yero Martinez. His first hit of the series comes at a good time. Gives the Mets a 1-0 lead in the second. Perozzo in. Hernandez goes first to third. And the Mets have runners at the corners. So this is more of the same for Hansel Rincon, who was roughed up by the Mets on Tuesday. And coming out of the game gate today, he's given up three hits to his first four batters. Although could argue that maybe two should have been caught. Hernandez couldn't make the catch in shallow right from a second base spot, and Rotondo dropped it in center after hitting off the wall. Now comes Rylan Thomas. Thomas had the four-hit game on Thursday night. Mets' first four-hit game of the season. Three doubles in that game. And he foul tips a fastball for strike two. That was in the two-hole. But in the two ensuing games, he's been batting ninth. An 0-for-2 in the rain-shortened Palm Beach 1-0 win on Friday. And this is his first at-bat in this fifth game of the series. And he will fly one into left field. Iadesernia races in, makes the catch. Prozo's trying to tag. Here comes the throw. It's not in time. Throw goes to second in time. And that's going to get Martinez. Well, Hernandez scores. Yes, that counts. RBI single to bring home Hernandez to make it 2-0. But Martinez, getting greedy, tries to advance up to second. And he's cut down by the catcher, Linares. Good throw by Linares. Out to his shortstop, Espinoza. They tag out the runner there. So, Mets come out of the gates hot, scoring a couple of runs. Quintana on the mound for the second time this series when we come back.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Jose Quintana on the mound for the Mets as he begins the journey back to the big leagues. Has yet to pitch for the New York Mets this year. Hopefully that will change within the next few weeks. First pitch thrown by Quintana is grounded out to Jet Williams at short. Jet will fire to first, and that retires Leonardo Bernal. One pitch, one out for the lefty Quintana. Signed a two-year, $26 million free agent contract with the Mets in the offseason. He figured to slot in right in the middle of the rotation, maybe breaking up the righties in there with Scherzer and Verlander and Kodai Senga. The Mets' rotation hasn't quite worked out the way they envisioned it, as this pitch is a strike. They have Tyler McGill and David Peterson have not been consistent. Senga trying to find his way, and Verlander and Scherzer have not lived up to the billing. Quintana's not made it to the big leagues, as this ball is fouled away by Rotundo. But hopefully here with Quintana shaking off the rust, basically treating this as almost a new spring training. As the Mets get deeper into the season, these guys will start pitching up to their level of expectations, and New York can take off like a rocket ship. There's a line drive, one hopper, stabbed by Tillian from the grass, though to first is close. Rotundo's out. Tillian backpedaled and took that one on a bounce. And then from the outfield grass, I'd say 5 feet into the grass, made a nice throw, flat-footed. And just enough on it to beat the speedy Rotundo. So two ground outs for Quintana to start this rehab assignment. Number two, as he faces Kiriale. First pitch, big sweeping curve for a strike. Now, Quintana went an inning and a third on Tuesday. Two hits, no runs, a walk, no strikeouts. Only threw 26 pitches. As he throws this pitch for a strike at the knees to Kiriale, and it's nothing and two. and Kiriello used his timeout. Quintana in the first inning on Tuesday walked the leadoff man, got a pop out and a double play. He faced three batters in the second, giving up a couple of hits and getting a line out. This pitch is low for a ball. Looked like he'd be able to go a full two innings on Tuesday, but that first at-bat in the second against Kiriale took such a long time, about a 10-pitch at-bat. Kiriale ended up with a single. So that put a crimp into that plan of two innings. 1-2 pitch, and Kiriale goes chasing on a changeup in the dirt. He strikes out, and Quintana has fired a 1-2-3 second inning. We play two in this fifth game of the series. Mets lead 2-0.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, where for the moment it's hot and sunny. We're in the third inning of a nine-inning game with Hansel Rincon delivering a first pitch slider off the plate to Wilfredo Lara, top of the Mets lineup batting. Lara, before the washout yesterday, earned a walk, ended up getting stranded on third base. He checks his swing on a pitch high. Didn't go. It's 2-0. Well, about yesterday, we played the first inning. It got really rainy out there at the end of the bottom of the first. Field was taking a beating as Lara scolds this one into center. Rotundo comes in and plays it on a bounce. So the center fielder with the wind blowing out played extremely deep, and that cost him an out, as he could not race forward to that medium-depth fly ball hit by Lara. Leadoff single. The Mets now have four hits against Rincon coming out of the break. Chet Williams is next. He homered off Rincon on Tuesday night. First pitch, and he takes the fastball inside 89. So that field got swampy yesterday. They did tarp it. They got the tarp all the way on the field. It rained harder. Warning tracks were a mess. Ground ball, base hit for Williams into left field. Lara started running on the pitch. He will take a wide turnaround second and go back. Another hit for the Mets. Clean single through the left side of the infield for Jet Williams, who has been a revelation in this series. Jet has now been on base 14 out of 20 times in the series. Brings up Junior Tillian. He's got a hit in this game, but that was yesterday against Hansen. Hansen's official line, one inning, one hit, no runs, a walk, no strikeouts. First and second for the Mets, nobody out. Fastball swung through and missed the 87. The tarp went on the field safely yesterday before the start of the second inning, and it never came off as the slider goes down and away. We got on the bus at 6 o'clock. Game was called at around 5:15 officially, suspended. got on the bus at 6 o'clock. It was sunny out. And it got sunnier as the night went on. As this ball is popped into foul territory, Jaeger on the run. Can't get there. It lands in front of the Cardinals' dugout. The catcher, Linares, didn't see it. He would have been the closest player. Break for Tillian. So I know it was a pretty disappointing feeling for the Mets not to be able to resume that game. They much rather would have resumed that game as late as it would have been. It wouldn't have been that late. I mean, the game started at 4. We could have restarted around 6, maybe 7. The weather, ground ball out to short. William or Espinosa to second, Hernandez to first. That's a double play. 6-4-3. And that is certainly just what Rincon needed to stop all the singles. Tillian hits into the twin killing. That's the Mets' second double play hit into in this game in three innings. So two down, and Lara goes to third. And it brings up Reimer, who hit into the other double play yesterday in the first. So, yeah, pretty disappointing that we were not able to resume yesterday's game as Reimer takes a backup slider for a strike. Now, it would have required a lot of work to get the infield ready, but I think that probably would have been preferable to trying to squeeze in 15 innings today with more bad weather expected. But it's too late now. Can't reverse time. Let's try as we might. Reimer grounds one up to short. Espinosa fires to first, inning over. Now, this is the Lisandro Espinosa game at shortstop. He's made a lot of plays in a short amount of innings. Two double plays in the game, both by Espinosa, started by Espinosa, and he finishes off Reimer here. No problem for Rincon after the two singles to start the inning. He strands a runner at third. Still, Mets 2, Cardinals nothing, midway through the third inning.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. We are in the bottom of the third now, the 9-inning game. Let's take a look at the weather forecast. About a 90% chance of rain at 4 o'clock and onward. So if on a normal 9-inning noon start, not a problem. But because we did not play resume yesterday, even though it got sunny, that has brought in bad weather back into the fold today. We'll see how it all goes. Maybe it keeps pushing back. Meanwhile, Jose Quintana fires in a strike at 90 miles per hour to Linares, the catcher. Bottom of the order batting for Palm Beach. Down 2-0 to the Mets. Quintana's second pitch is high. Quintana got two groundouts and a strikeout in the second. His first strikeout in this rehab. A changeup. Getting Curiali to chase out of the zone. Pitch low, it's two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch, popped up and out of play. Quintana is one of 25 Colombian-born players to reach the majors, joined infielder Dilson Herrera is the only Colombian-born player to play for the Mets. Dilson was a wonderful 2014 St. Lucie Met, an FSL All-Star, and he made it up to the big leagues that year. Breaking ball, good curve, but it's fouled away to the right. And Quintana represented Colombia in the 2017 WBC. Started against the U.S. Took a no-hitter into the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch. Fouled straight back. One of the calling cards of Quintana was his reliability as he gets to set and delivers another 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Oh, a slider strikes out Linares. A different look. He was the only pitcher in the majors who had made at least 30 starts in 8 different seasons since 2013. Of course, will not be making 30 starts this year. He can be a workhorse, and boy, would the Mets love to have one up at Citi Field soon. He's retired 4 straight to start this game, and he throws a breaking ball for a strike to Espinoza. That's that slider again. It was a changeup outside, 1-1. 2-0 Mets, one out, nobody on in the bottom of the third. Mets out hitting the Cardinals 6-1. 5-0 since the resumption of this game. Linares, a pop fly into shallow right center. That's going to drop into no man's land. Tillian looked like he had a bead on it off the bat, but that wind still blowing out to right field keeps pushing it out of his range, so Espinoza dunks in a single. That looked very similar to the hit that Vincent Perozzo had to start this game back up. An easy flare out towards shallow right for the second baseman, who just kept watching it go with the wind. So a bloop single for Espinoza brings up Brandon Hernandez as the tying run. Lefty-lefty matchup. Hernandez batting ninth. First pitch to him goes low, a fastball at 91. Hernandez hitting 243. He doesn't have any home runs this year, and he has driven in 10. His first at-bat in the game. Look to first, sweeping breaking ball called the strike. There's the curve at 76. Quintana, when he throws, letting out some grunts, of course, with no fan access to the ballpark. Can hear almost everything on the field. It's the broadcast booth just a stone's throw away from the action here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, longtime spring training home of St. Louis Cardinals and the Miami Marlins. They call it the busiest ballpark in North America. Ground ball out to Reimer. He will throw to second. Williams return throw to first in plenty of time for a double play. 5-4-3. Double plays galore. We've had 3 turned in the game, 2 by the Cardinals. There's the first one by the Mets as Quintana has now faced the minimum in 2 scoreless innings. Just 1 hit and 2 strikeouts allowed. Mets will carry their 2-0 lead to the fourth. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you ordered would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We've reached the fourth inning in the Sunshine Shine. 2-0 Mets. Hansel Rincon's first pitch to Vincent Perozzo was swung through and missed. Perozzo restarted this game for the Mets at the plate, knocked a single, scored on a Yerel Martinez hit. So full time around the order for Rincon. Gave up a couple of runs and five hits, but he did get that double play off the bat of Tillian that seemed to get him out of trouble in the third. A big swing and a miss again by Perozzo, and it's 1-2. Perozzo's having a solid season at the plate. The .259 average, close to an everyday player, that's above league average. He's got three home runs in the past 3 weeks and 19 driven in. 1-2 pitch, and he will take it for a ball. Changeup fades low. Two balls, two strikes. Cone's pitch is grounded hard, but right to the second baseman Hernandez, who will throw it to first and retire Perozzo by about 15 feet. An easy out for Rincon. He's getting ground balls now. If you go back to even the Jet Williams single, it was a ground ball left side. So that's four straight batters hitting a ground ball. Here's Karel Paz, who struck out looking in the second, challenged too late after looking to the dugout. Now he pulls one foul out to the right for strike one. Down to the vacant Cassidy Cool Zone, like a party area out beyond the foul right field stands. Now Paz dribbles one foul into the other batter's box. It's nothing in two. Well, I've been in that Cassidy Cool Zone before. I hosted the FSL All-Star Game here in 2019. A bunch of us came down and enjoyed some beverages and food. Watched Tony DeBrell make the start for the FSL South team. 0-2 pitch, and that one's popped up on the infield left side. This one might fall, and it's going to be caught on the run by the pitcher, Rincon. And even Gilbert Gomez will give him a smile as Rincon runs right by him. He caught that in fair territory on a full sprint out near the third base bag and then kept running with his momentum out towards that third base coach's box. That was an awkward one. It was a pop-up that did not have a lot of height on it. And not sure what the deal for Curiali was. I think it's because Paz was a lefty. He was playing further away from the third base bag than normal. So Rincon runs it down for out number two. That's now four straight retired by Rincon as he continues to settle in. He faces Jose Hernandez, who fouls one away, and it's a ball and a strike. Hernandez singled and scored in the second. He's been having a nice series. The Mets' 8-7 win, he went 2 for 4, and hit a two-run single to break a 3-3 tie. Of course, the Mets win by one, so that two-run hit played a huge role. He doesn't get to play a lot, but making the most of his time, he's hitting .313, already has a home run and five driven in. 2-1 pitch, and he cuts on it, fouls it away. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on base, and Hernandez will use his timeout. Mets leading 2-0 in the fourth. This game moving quickly. Rincon, the 2-2 pitch, slider away, full count. Payoff pitch about to be delivered. All gas, no brakes, fastball away, ball four. Hernandez on base again. In the streak of four straight retired. One out walk. Cardinals have had some trouble with walks. They didn't have any issues on Friday in a 1-0 win in five innings. But the Mets 8-7 win. There were eight walks issued by Cardinals pitchers. The day before, on Wednesday, 10-1 Mets win. They walked nine times. Here's a throwaway, an errant pickoff throw. Goes into shallow right field, and Hernandez will advance up to second. E1, first error of the game. And now Hernandez in scoring position. And the Mets had 11 walks in the 10-1 win on Wednesday. So when the Cardinals pitchers have been throwing strikes, they've certainly been much better. Mets have shown a lot of patience in this series. Here's Martinez, and he will rip one foul all over it. Slider 84 got inside enough where he couldn't straighten it out. Now Martinez, RBI single in the second inning, got the Mets on the board, also opened the door for his second run. And he will check his swing. Actually, foul tipped it. When he checked his swing, and it went off the bat, foul tipped strike two. Not even sure Martinez knew it. Now Rincon leers in, trying to strand a runner on second after a walk and a pickoff error. 0-2 pitch. Is going to be pulled a mile high, right field, foul territory. Jaeger on the run. The first baseman can't get there. It's over his head and into the stands. That is a long way for first baseman to go. Well into the home bullpen. All sorts of space down there. Tons and tons of foul ground. Halfway down the right field and left field lines where the bullpens are. And the stands cut out, and all of a sudden, you run out of room deep down the lines. Ground ball foul again. Now, Rincon doesn't appear to be willing to waste any pitches. Coming right at Martinez, these inside fastballs. Throw back to second, Hernandez dives back in safely. Espinosa, the shortstop, sneaking in behind, but Hernandez clearly safe. Will not deter him from getting another big lead. Broken bat, fly, shallow right field. Juan Bincho runs in, loses his cap, makes the catch. Inning over. Martinez, I believe, broke his bat on that flyout. The inning is over. Nothing comes of the two-out walk and the errant pickoff throw. Hernandez stranded on second. Mets 2, Cardinals nothing. We're going to the bottom of the fourth at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Top of the order batting for the Cardinals. First time through the order, combining yesterday and today. The minimum faced by the two, well, one former major league pitcher, one current. So the rehabbers doing their thing against the single A players. Alex Idesurnia takes a called ball from Quintana. He's out for inning number three in this second rehab appearance. And then a pitch outside, 89, 2-0. Two singles for the Cardinals, first time through the order, but the first one, Idesurnia, wiped out on a pickoff by Reed Foley. The second one, erased on a double play ball, induced by Quintana. 2-0 pitch is ripped into right field for a base hit. Idesurnia, who had missed the first four games of the series, not sure why, is now 2-for-2 in his first game. Game number five. Out of six, brings up R.J. Yeager. Mets lead the series 3-1, so a victory in either game today will ensure their second winning series of the season and their second winning series in the last four. Cardinals need to sweep both games today, win both to sweep the day, and get the series split. Ground ball foul. Mets won the first three games. 5-2 on Tuesday, 10-1 Wednesday, 8-7 Thursday. Cardinals won 1-0 in a five-inning rain-shortened game Friday. Tough way for the Mets to see their three-game winning streak come to an end. Didn't get the full Monty of outs. Had a chance. Had a runner on third, one out in the first inning, couldn't get him home. Cardinals desperately needed that win to stop the bleeding. They had lost two games on their division lead the first 3 days of the week. Here's a flare into shallow right, and that one's got a chance to fall. And Martinez makes a nice pick, throws to second in time for the force of Idesurnia. What a great play by Yarel Martinez. Thought about diving for it. Instead lunged, kept his feet, somehow picked it on one bounce, and fired to second to Jett. For the force out of Idesurnia, who was caught between a rock and a hard place. Didn't know whether he'd have to tag up or go back on a fly out or advance to second on a drop. Oh, that's the fielder's choice. 9-6. Nice break for the Mets. Again, if that's a bobble by Martinez or he overruns it or knocks it down, and Idesurnia makes it to second, no problem. But because he scooped it on one hop, was able to get the throw away quickly. That's the first baseman skills coming in for Martinez out and right. There's a check swing. Doesn't matter. A called strike to Cho. 1-1. Well, Mets turned a similar ball that dropped in the outfield into a fielder's choice last week as well, as Karell Paz missed a ball and left, picked it up, and threw to second for a force. There's a pitch in the dirt. Official score, Bill was supposed to be broadcasting this game with me, but then he remembered it was Father's Day, and he's a family. So he's staying home with his loving family. He would have loved that play, though. Fielder's choice into right field. 2-1 on Cho. Quintana looks at first and will throw over. Yeager back in safely. Two nothing Mets. One on, one out. Bottom four. Quintana delivers home a breaking ball. Strike two. So that curve has that basically like 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock sweeping action. Not right over the top. Runner goes, pitches grounded out to Williams. He will spear it, throws to first. High throw into the dugout. E6. And Cho will be awarded second base. I believe. Well, he's staying at first, and now I think he's being told to go to second. Yeah. So, E6. Don't know what happened with Jed out there at shortstop. He was going to cover second base because Jaeger was running, but the ball kind of went just to his right. He had to take one step back, fielded it, and then just unleashed a very high throw into the dugout. So second and third for Bernal. A chance to get a hit and tie the game, and he will take a strike. So that was, if Jaeger wasn't running, that would have been a chance for a double play ball. Instead, he runs and maybe takes Jet out of his comfort zone, and the Mets don't get anybody out. It's the first error in 3 games. 4 games. Fastball away. Mets had played 3 error-free games for the second time this season. And that was a throw that Jet has really tamed. As this season has gone on, he had trouble with the high throws earlier in the year, but seemed to put that in the past. But it bites him right here. 1-1 coming to Bernal, and he will fly this one into shallow right field. Martinez coming in, makes the catch. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it will be cut off by Quintana. It was way offline. Correction, it's cut off by Hernandez. Right on the pitcher's mound. A sack fly for Bernal brings home Jaeger, and it's a one-run game. Cardinals on the board. That's still lead 2-1. Cho remained at second base as the tying run. Yeah, that throw by Martinez, it was low and, I mean, way off. He tried to throw it home, and he threw it straight to the mound. I don't think that was intentional. Chris Rotundo back up. As of now, that is an unearned run. As Jaeger got to third base on the throwing error. Not have scored from second on a sack fly. Would not have been a sack fly. Rotundo 0-1 with the ground out. And he will have to wait on the next pitch as Quintana looks back to second. Also unearned because that Cho ground out would have been out number 2, and that fly out by Bernal would have been out number 3. So anything after this will be unearned. Catcher Perozzo out to talk to Quintana. Quick word. As the Mets begin to get action going in the bullpen. Runner going to third. No one's there. Wow. Sneak attack by Cho. Reimer thought time had been called after the mound visit. And it was apparently a live ball. So Cho takes off to third. Reimer doesn't get there in time. Quintana spun and looked and didn't have anybody to throw to. Even if he did, he might have not been in time. So that's a stolen base for Cho. Alert. After that mound visit, as the Mets kind of get a little sleepy out there. Pitches in the dirt to Rotundo. 2-0 pitch. Too high. Ball 3. So tying run 90 feet away. Pitcher in the bullpen, Eric Fago, getting ready in a hurry. Rio pitch, called strike right at the top of the zone. 3 balls and a strike to Rotundo. Curveball, strike two. Best pitch of the day. Full count with two outs. And how does Quintana not go back to that same pitch? A balk has been called. Cho starts to break home. And Quintana steps off the mound. And somebody from Palm Beach yelled, that's three disengagements, which would be an automatic balk. I don't remember three disengagements, unless they count the mound visit. Here's Gilbert Gomez out to talk, and it's not going to be overturned. Wow. So Quintana disengages from the rubber three times in the at-bat for an automatic balk, and that will force home the tying run. This has not been the Mets' finest inning. A bad error by Williams, a balk by Quintana, two runs score where it should be none. And it's back to square one. Teams are tied 2-2. And there's a called third strike on the corner. And Rotondo will not challenge. Tough inning for the Mets. They played a lot of clean baseball this week, but not right there. Errors, an error, and a balk end up leading to two runs and a tie game.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
We're starting the fifth inning, brand new ball game. Mets scored the first two out of the break. Cardinals have scored their most recent two. Five innings to go in the suspended game as Rylan Thomas takes a ball, and it's 1-1. A challenge by the catcher, though, Linares, and that is overruled to a strike. Thought it was a strike. So Alex Lowry wrong on that. Instead of 1-1, it's 0-2 on Thomas, who has a sack fly today. And then he pulls one into right field. Wind helping this out a bit, and that's going to be caught middle of the warning track by Cho. Didn't help enough. Not far away from home run number two on the season. Didn't look like a home run off the bat, nearly turned into one. The wind blowing out to right. Back to the top, and Lahr, who has walked and singled. Back to the run by the Cardinals to tie the game. The Mets certainly did not do themselves any favors with an error, falling asleep defensively. As Lahr pops up into left, Ida Cernia comes in and will make the catch route number two. So, yeah, Mets didn't do themselves any favors with the error, falling asleep defensively, and a balk. But Juan Bin Cho, you know, seeing the Mets were on their heels, not really paying attention, steals third blindly, and then he starts to run down the third base line, causing Quintana to step off the rubber to reset after he'd already stepped off twice. So that was heady play on Juan Benchot twice to get the third and to get home. So give him credit. Mets have to be more alert, that's for sure. But he definitely pushed the issue, and good for him. A lesson learned, hopefully, by the Mets. Here's Williams, who takes the ball, and it's 2-0, and then grounds one out to second. Hernandez will throw to first, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for Rincon. He has certainly settled in. Mets had 5 hits against him, 7 batters into his outing, but none since. Halfway home in game one, it's 2-2.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Jose Quintana's at least going to start this inning. I would not guess he's going to finish the inning with Fago still throwing in the bullpen. But at 40 pitches, he's going to get his work in as he throws a pitch in the dirt to Curiali. It's hard to tell, but between innings after the last half inning, Jose Quintana, after a deep discussion with Gilbert Gomez, tapped himself on the chest as if to say, that's on me, the balk. At least I think that's what I gathered. As a changeup is swung on and missed by Curiali. So Quintana was supposed to go around 30 pitches last time out, went 25, and then threw some more in the bullpen as the game progressed. With him out of the game, he gets Curiali in a curveball here for strike two. They're going to try to get his pitch count up, it looks like, to the mid-40s. Maybe closer to 50. One, two, coming to Curiali. And it's too high, a fastball 89. Curiali struck out against Quintana in the second. Quintana's not walked anybody. It has struck out 3. Came back from a 3-0 count to get Rotundo looking. Fastball inside. Looked like he might have tied him up. Mets wanted to challenge that call. Prozo asked for the challenge. It is a ball. The Mets have challenged twice unsuccessfully. They have one challenge left the rest of the game. It's a full count. Quintana's 3-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball swung on and missed. He strikes out Curiali. We're the first out of the fifth. It's fourth of the game. Gilbert Gomez takes a step out of the dugout, looks down to Fago, and will make the pitching change. So Quintana gets one more batter in the fifth inning. He ends up going 3 1/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, none earned, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. And 40-plus pitches. Get the exact count on the other side of the break. So success for Quintana. He departs in a 2-2 game with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Fago on for the Mets.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Eric Fago on the mound facing Carlos Linares. In a 2-2 game, one out. Bottom five, Fago, the big righty from Alabama, throws a fastball high at 94. Fago was a first baseman slash outfielder for the Alabama Crimson Tide, undrafted. Is now converting to being a pitcher. Signed an independent ball. Only got two games in Evansville, Indiana before the Mets signed him and sent him right to St. Lucie. So he is really brand new to pitching in live games. This is his fourth game for the Mets and his sixth game overall out of college as he throws a strike at 92 to Linares, who holds his helmet. Is that a challenge or not? Yes, it was a challenge, and he lost it. I'm gonna say, I didn't see the tap. He just kind of held his helmet like he was kind of adjusting it, but he looked at the umpire at the same time. So Cardinals, a win and a loss in the challenge department. They have two left. Fago's slider off the plate. It's a 2-2 count. So home plate umpire Alex Lawry off to a good start. Challenged four times. He's been right three. Linares struck out against Quintana in the third inning. He's 0-4-1. Fastball, that one's fouled back out of play. Roll back down to the roof, will it? Guess not. Fago in four games has only pitched three games, has only pitched two and a third. A couple of strikeouts and 11.57 ERA. Slider away, full count. He pitched a scoreless inning against Daytona on the 10th, so he's had a long rest. His first appearance of this series. 3-2 pitch coming to Linares, and it's fouled away off to the right. His first game with St. Lucie, struck out the first batter he faced against Fort Myers on the road and gave up a couple of hits, including a two-run homer. Didn't get another out. Gave up one hit and one run against Daytona on June 7th. Pitched 3 days later, scoreless. And this fastball just misses outside. No challenge. Mets not going to use one there. And that's a frustrating first batter for Fago. Got ahead 1-2. Ends up walking him. Mets should be in pretty good shape pitching-wise today. Of course, they had Reed Foley, who was only scheduled to go one inning, completed his one inning yesterday before the rain. Quintana gives them a boost here with 3 1/3. Jawilmi Ramirez was supposed to start the Saturday game, game five of the series, before Reed Foley got the call over. So he could pitch later in this one. Felipe De La Cruz good to start game two, which is a seven-inning game. Christopher Vasquez available too. As this pitch misses, and Fago is behind 2-0. That looked like a really good pitch, but with the Mets having one challenge left, you can't use it there. Cannot risk. 2-0 pitch is high for ball three, and Fago looks visibly frustrated. Probably half with himself and half with that previous ball call. So this is the type of thing you have to live with if you're the Mets, with a pitcher trying to learn everything. Pitches inside for ball four. That's a four-pitch walk. Fago has come in and walked two straight batters. And Peruzza will go out for a mound visit. Well, that's what single A is for. Learning, progressing through issues. So this is part of the deal. Just hope he can figure something out while in the game so it stays within reach. It's 2-2, but a couple of walks have opened the door here for the Cardinals to take the lead. As Brandon Hernandez bats for the second time, he hit into a double play in the third inning. Now visit is over. Fago's first pitch back is a ball. Second pitch. Oh, he swung. Fouled it away. Off to the left. Fago took about 5 miles per hour off of that pitch to get it over. Pitch is at the back foot. Slider. It's 16 pitches, 5 strikes. You just wonder how the 8-day layoff has affected him. Ground ball up the middle. Jet Williams will stand on second, take his time, throw to first, double play, inning over. Just like that. Fago struggling to throw a strike. All it takes is one good pitch with the runner on first and one out. Well, Hernandez has hit into two double plays now. Both teams have hit into two double plays in the game. It remains 2-2. At the end of 5.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
So we begin the top of the sixth. I'd like to wish a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there listening, including my dad, my number one fan over in Port Charlotte. Hope you're having a wonderful Father's Day. Mets baseball in the afternoon, and then U.S. Open golf in the evening. Should be a great one. Junior Tilling is at the plate, and he's in an 0-2 hole. A called strike and a foul as Hansel Rincon has retired 8 of the last 9 Mets he has faced, only one walk mixed in. And this one shot right back up the middle, and Junior Tillian has his second hit of this game. A leadoff single for the Mets in the top of the 6th of a 2-2 game for Junior Tillian. That is his team high 15th multi-hit game of the season. So he's a player who is probably on the short list of possible promotions as we rapidly approach the midway point of this minor league season. As Jacob Reimer comes up, Tillian played in the Complex League for the first month of the 2022 season, extended spring training, but from May onward was with St. Lucie. As Reimer sends this one into center field, that's going to get down for hit. Tillian's going to take the turn and go to third. Jacob Reimer with a base knock. And the Mets are set up with runners at the corners and nobody out. So Rincon was flying right along. And all of a sudden the Mets have a couple of hits and a chance to take the lead. Reimer, that is a hit in 17 of his last 20 games. He came in batting over 400 in a 17-game stretch. His 1-for-3 effort today will knock that under 400, but still having a great month. There's Perozzo, and he will take a ball high, changeup. But back to Tillian, yeah, he's a prime candidate. All the metrics are there, his swing chase rate is down, hard hit contact is up, the hits are starting to pile up the last couple of weeks as Perozzo misses, so he's probably due for a call up at some point in the near future to the Brooklyn Cyclones. Thought he might have been starting the season with Brooklyn, honestly. 1-1 pitch is too high, good take by Perozzo, who's 1-for-2. Not been a lot of promotions from the St. Lucie squad up to Brooklyn. A couple of the depth pieces have moved on as Perozzo swings and misses. And he will call the timeout. Had Benito Garcia promoted up twice. Eduardo Salazar, Eli Ankeny, to name a few. Perozzo golfs one high on the infield. Second baseman Hernandez standing right underneath makes the catch. Perozzo retired on the pop-out. Can't bring Tillian home from third. He'll hit it in the air, but not nearly deep enough.
Hitter, number 45, Rel Pass.
Yeah, you had Eduardo Salazar and Scott Oda promoted up to the Brooklyn. Of course, Oda, 25 years old and injured a lot, so time to send him up and see what he could do. Salazar, same, an older guy, as Paz takes a strike. Clear base on the St. Lucie roster for a guy like Paz to come in. No big monumental roster movements yet for the Mets as Paz dribbles one foul, and it's quickly nothing in two. The middle of the season, which is coming in the middle of next week, middle of next week's series, I should say, well, that's usually a time that we see some movement up and down the system. That can be said for all teams. Paz swings and misses the high fastball. He's down on 3 pitches. Well, Rincon gets the strikeout he needs, and that will leave it to Hernandez to try not to spoil a first and third no-out situation. And Tillian started with the hit. Reimer got a single to make it first and third. Perozzo pops out. Paz strikes out. And now Hernandez, who has already singled and walked in the game, trying to get on for a third straight time. First pitch, a ball high. Of course, we did see on Friday, the Mets have a golden opportunity with the runner on third and one out, not score a run, and that cost them essentially the game. 1-0 in five innings. 2-2 getting late in this one. You want to make sure you get that runner in at third base with one out. Pitch is fouled, and it's a ball and a strike. Looked like it clipped the catcher, Linares. He's okay. Cones 1-1 pitch is grounded deep to third. Curiale fields it, throws to second in time, beats out Reimer, and the Mets miss out on a golden chance to take the lead. Go-ahead run, 90 feet from home, no outs, can't get it done. Stays 2-2 halfway through the sixth.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Oh, one of my favorites from recent years, Luis Montas, on the mound for the Mets. Missed all of last year with injury. Coming back on minor league rehab assignment. Will pitch this bottom of the sixth inning. Eric Fago had to wait 8 days to get into a game. Finally did. Faced three batters, two walks and a double play ball. And his series is over. 16 pitches, 6 strikes. And Montas will take over from here. Boy, he was so good in 2021 with St. Lucie. Came out of nowhere. Maybe the best pitcher on the team, all told. He was a lockdown reliever. Earned a late season promotion to Brooklyn that year. Throws a pitch outside to Ida Cernia. So the rehab train rolls on. Montas, the third rehabber in this game. Reed Foley, Quintana, and now Montas. Slider is grounded weakly out to Tillian. He'll pick it up and throw out Ida Cernia, who had previously been 2-for-2. Quick first out in the home sixth. Montas signed as an international free agent out of the Dominican in 2019. In 2021, didn't even start the season with St. Lucie. They brought him over from the complex side. I don't think they knew what they had. 19 relief appearances, 7 saves, a 0.90 ERA. He only allowed 3 earned runs in 30 innings. Chopper out to Reimer. He gets rid of it, and holding the bag is Hernandez, and that will retire Jaeger. Bang, bang, play at first. Hernandez keeps his toe on the bag. 2 quick ground outs. Nice play by Reimer. 5-0, 0.90 ERA, 19 games, 7 saves, 3 runs in 30 innings, 29 strikeouts, threw a lot of strikes. That's what we liked him the best, as this pitch misses to Cho. Back in 2021, and all these young pitchers who had not pitched in 2020 due to the pandemic, none of them could throw strikes with any consistency, except this guy, as Montas throws the ball high. It's 2-0. We would get great joy when we saw Reed Brignac call him into the game. So we knew we were going to get a guy who could throw it over the plate. Here's a single into center field by Cho. And now we will have to see what he does on the bases. He basically created his own run to tie the game in the fourth inning, blindly stealing third right under the Mets' noses and then forcing a balk home. Leonardo Bernal is up next. First pitch to Bernal. Fastball outside. Montas that year, after he got his promotion to Brooklyn, didn't pitch that well up with the Cyclones. 11 hits and 9 runs in 7 innings. Maybe injury part of that. Didn't pitch at all last year due to injury. I want to know on Bernal, who lofted a sac fly last time up. Takes this pitch in the dirt. It hit the umpire, and it stuck into the umpire's side, into his ball bag. Alex Lowry, that caught him on the leg, too, it looked like. He's a little banged up, trying to walk it off. A wild pitch. Cho going to second. And that was a strange one. Bounces in the dirt, comes up, hits Lowry, I think on the hand. Deflects off of his hand and into the little saddle side bag there where he keeps the baseballs. And Perozzo reached in there and grabbed it. Yeah, that Lowry's shaking out his right arm, and he's showing Bernal where it hit him, right in the forearm, underside of the forearm. And Lowry signals that is not a mound visit. Perozzo just trying to give the catcher some time to, or umpire time to, shake it off. Oh, it's 2-0. Fastball too high, 3 balls and no strikes. Go ahead, run in scoring position, 3-0 count. See if Bernal is aggressive and takes a cut. He will not. It's a called strike in the inside corner. Montas the pitch home. It's grounded to Tillian. He'll field it, and he throws to Hernandez. 3 out. No harm comes of the 2-out single and the wild pitch. Cho stranded at second. Another good appearance in the St. Lucie Met uniform for Luis Montas. Sends this game to the 7th. Remains tied at 2.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Seventh inning at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A reminder, this is a 9-inning game. Once it's done, we'll take a 30-minute break and play a 7-inning second game to get the series completed. Yero Martinez flies one into right field. Cho jogging in and makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Rincon. So Rincon was pitching right along, had retired 8 of 9, then gave up consecutive singles, in the sixth to start the inning, but then has now retired four straight since, prevented that run from coming in with no outs at third base. That is a huge part of the game right now as Ryland Thomas takes a pitch. Joelmate Ramirez, who was slated to start this game for the Mets before all the rehabs, is in the bullpen right now warming up as Thomas bloops one on the infield. That should be caught. Espinoza puts it away. The shortstop makes a quick second out. And Thomas is 0 for 2. So Ramirez, he's going to come in the seventh inning. And if all goes well, he should be the last pitcher for the Mets in this game. Wilfredo Lara back to the top, and he will take a ball outside. Lara 1 for 2 with a single and a walk. Mets with runners in scoring position in this game, 1 for 8. And they hit into the double play to keep themselves from scoring in the first inning yesterday. And Perozo, Paz, and Hernandez couldn't drive in that run from third. Last inning, Mets have certainly had their chances. Defensive throwing error by Jet Williams opened the door for the Cardinals, two runs in the fourth. So this is a game that the Mets probably feel like with the hit here or there, better defense, should be leading 4-5 nothing. Instead, tied at 2. Meanwhile, for Palm Beach, there's a scenario where they can clinch the FSL East first-half title today. 2-2 pitch, and Lara will fly one into right field. It's dying fast. Cho running in. He's going to make the catch for the third out. Three quick outs by Rincon sends this game to the seventh inning stretch. More on the Palm Beach clinching scenario when we come back to a 2-2 game.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Joelmate Ramirez on the mound for the Mets in the bottom of the seventh of a 2-2 game. You go from seeing yourself listed as the starter to pitching in the seventh inning. That's life in the Florida State League and in the minors when you got a lot of rehab guys coming through. As the first pitch Joelmate throws is popped up. Ramirez is calling for it, and he will make the catch along the line. Rotundo, who just popped out foul, and Perozo are knocking into each other 30 feet down the line as Rotundo is trying to go to the base, and Perozo is trying to make the catch. I'm just a little surprised that Rotundo didn't fight harder for a obstruction call. It was caught, so makes no difference. So Ramirez gets a pop out, and he fields himself. It had to be him. There was too much traffic for Perozo to navigate. And now Curiale comes up. So Ramirez, this is an interesting appearance by him, and I'll tell you why. As this ball is grounded deep to third but foul. Prior to his last two appearances, he was the league leader in ERA. He was on a roll. But his last two games have not been good. Going down the wrong path here. as he throws this one for strike three right on the outside corner. Kiriali, three strikeouts in the game. He's had a terrible series. I don't know what's going on with him, but man, not the player that looked like the league leader in every possible category not too long ago. Two outings ago at Fort Myers, Jomayne Rares was pitching with the lead, quickly gave it up, and took the loss, giving up six runs in 3 2/3. And his last outing against Daytona was not much better. Out of the bullpen, 5 runs in 4 2/3, 7 hits. He took the loss again. So the Mets would like to see the prior Ramirez to those two games. He'd be in great shape. Ball and a strike to Linares, and he takes a slider high, 2-1. Meanwhile, the Cardinals, with the suspended game yesterday, sat back and watched Daytona beat Jupiter, and that expanded the Cardinals' lead to 2.5 games. So a win by the Cardinals here in this game will put them up 3 games, and if they won again this afternoon, they'd be up 3.5 games on Jupiter. As Linares grounds this one, that's deflecting off of Williams' glove into left field. The diving try by Jett trickles away. It'll be a clean hit for Linares. Single into shallow left. So a scenario where the Cardinals win this game, win the next game, go up by 3.5 games in the standings. Jupiter is playing at 5 o'clock today up in Daytona. And if Jupiter lost, then Cardinals would be up 4 games with 3 to play, and they'd be the winners of the East in the first half. The Mets' goal is to certainly prevent that. But you figure if the Cardinals, let's say they win this one and they win the second game, they'd be at 3.5 games, and they'd have to wait until probably 8 o'clock tonight on the result of that Jupiter-Palm Beach game or Jupiter-Daytona game. So they might be a situation where they are at home watching. Certainly we'll be done with the 2 games today before Jupiter and Daytona are finished up at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. 1-1 pitch coming to Espinoza, and he will swing through it, fastball. Amir is set for the 1-2 pitch, and it's skied on the infield. Reimer calling for it. Jett clears out. Reimer makes the catch. Inning over. Espinoza pops out to the Mets' third baseman. And we have played 7 innings. It's 2-2, getting down to the wire in the first of 2 games today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Not sure if I really made it clear on the recap of the division standings, but as it is, Palm Beach, 2.5-game lead with 5 to go over Jupiter. as we have a new pitcher, Henry Gomez, in the game. He throws a strike on a slider to Jet Williams. So a chance for Palm Beach to clinch today, but maybe not during these two games. Might have to wait until tonight. Meanwhile, the Mets make it all a moot point if they win either of the games today. Williams takes a fastball high. So Henry Gomez, the new pitcher, this is his third appearance in five games in the series. Cardinals bullpen has been taxed. 2-1 pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Jet will challenge this. The Mets have one left, and it is a ball. Good use of a challenge by Williams. Turns a 1-2 count into 2-1. And then the ball off the plate. Correction, was 3-1, and he will take a walk. So Jet goes down to first as the go-ahead run. He was overdue for a walk, wasn't he? It had been about four at-bats. Had a three-walk game 2 days ago, and he just picked up his 43rd free pass of the season. There's Junior Tillian, called strike. Junior's 2-for-3 today with a pair of singles and a double play ball. Gomez the pitch outside and high. But we've seen a couple of different relievers pitch three times in a series this year. But that third appearance has always been in the sixth game. That's for Gomez in the fifth game, although it's on the last day. So 6-1, half a dozen or the other. But don't have the exact stats in front of me, but it seems that the third time it can get to be a struggle. Tired arm. The scouting report's out on you as this ball is hammered into left field, but it's caught by Ida Cernia. Tillian gave it a good whack. Just allowed out number one.
Third baseman, number 45, Jacob Reimer.
Brings up Reimer, who's 1-for-3. Singled in the sixth. That set up the Mets with runners at the corners and no outs. Did not score. Stayed a 2-2 game. That's what it is right now. Reimer takes a fastball for a strike on the corner. He will challenge. I don't know about this one. It looked pretty good. Oh, he was right. Reimer challenges and wins from 0-1 to 1-0. Mets remain with the challenge. In the dirt, two balls, no strikes. Gomez pitched beautifully in the opening game of the series. Two scoreless hitless innings with a walk and a strikeout. As Reimer takes one inside for 3-0. He threw an inning and a third to close out the game on Thursday. Mets 8-7 win. Kept the Cardinals in striking distance. 3-0 to Reimer, and he will take ball four inside. Well, that hole at bat turned on Reimer, changing strike one into ball one. So two walks and three batters, and the Mets have something going here in the top of the eighth of a 2-2 game as the two young kids, Williams and Reimer, patiently take their walks. And we will have a mound visit as Linares, the catcher, goes out for a word with Gomez. Rincon gave his team a boost. Six innings, seven hits, two runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. And those hits came in bunches, but he did not fold. He, I'd say, did fold on Tuesday. Gave up hits, and the runs followed. And then he gave up the hits, but didn't really suffer too badly. Just an RBI single by Martinez and a sac fly. Here is Perozzo, who's 1-for-3, and he will take a pitch for a ball inside. And Perozzo's been a big swinger these days, massive cuts. Got that wind blowing out to right field to help him out if he can yank one. And he will drive it to left field. Ida Cernia will go back, make the catch in the left field alleyway, and then he's going to get the ball back to the infield. Nice play by Ida Cernia. He's caught two stingers in the inning. And Peroza, that's not a bad idea. Trying to let that one really get deep in on him and then slice it into left center field. Just couldn't quite muscle it past Ida Cernia. So two on, two outs, and Correll passes up. A hit could give the Mets the lead here in the eighth inning. Paz, a tough game. And he lines one into left field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Williams being waved home, and the throw will just go to the infield. Paz comes through for the Mets. It's 3-2 St. Lucie as Williams scores the go-ahead run in the eighth. Correll, Paz, opposite field single. To break the tie, he had been 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. He had that bad strikeout on three pitches in the sixth with the go-ahead run at third. This time he's able to come through for his team. And the Mets go back on top late in this game. Now Hernandez trying to add to the lead. He takes ball one low on a slider. On the two walks, too much to overcome for Gomez. Leadoff free pass hurt him bad. Curveball too high. Hernandez today a single, a walk, and a ground out into a fielder's choice. Two-0 pitch, fouled straight back. Clutch hitting for Correll Paz, who had a 3-RBI game a couple of nights ago. Foul back again on a fastball. Reimer on second. Paz on first. Hernandez looks back to second. The pitch home. Grounded slowly to Kiriale. He will go the short route to second. Close! Paz is out. Well, not a lot on that throw by Kiriale. Paz slide nearly beat it, but it is out number three. Tie-breaking hit by Correll Paz with two outs in the eighth. Mets 3, Cardinals 2.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season. So follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Joelman Ramirez now pitching with the lead, and he holds it for two more. First pitch to Brandon Hernandez is swung on and missed the changeup, where Hernandez had a tough game at the plate. He's hit into inning-ending double plays twice. There's a foul tip on a curve, strike two. Ramirez pitched around a two-out single in the seventh inning, his first inning of work. No two pitches outside. We had Reed Foley going a scoreless inning yesterday. was only scheduled to pitch one inning anyways. And the rains came, so the Mets' pitching plans were not thrown for a loop as this pitch goes outside. Jose Quintana, upon restarting yesterday's suspended game this afternoon, went 3 and a third, two unearned runs. Ground ball hit hard right to Tillian. He scoops it up between his feet, throws to first. Hernandez is out, number one in the eighth. Fago walked the first two batters he faced behind Quintana, but then got a double play ball. Two-thirds scoreless for him. Montas on his first rehab assignment, minor league rehab assignment, pitched a scoreless inning in the sixth. Now back to your regularly scheduled program, and Joel Mate Ramirez as he throws ball one to Ida Cernia. Cardinals left fielder 2 for 3 in his first game of the series. And we'll fly this one into center. Lara has a beat on it, makes the catch. Two up, two down. And Jawome has retired 5 of the 6 batters he has faced. Being like the pitcher who led the league in ERA into the early part of June. Yeager next, he's 0 for 3. And he takes a changeup inside at 80. Game two this afternoon, expect to see Felipe De La Cruz starting. He will start. And do expect to see Christopher Vasquez in the game as well. Fly into right center field. It's in the gap, and it's going to get down. Yeager's going to hustle up to second base with the double. Boy, it looked like either Lara or Martinez would have a good shot at that, but it falls in between. There's a brief discussion between the two. And Martinez couldn't get there. Lara too far into right center field. It will be a stand-up double for R.J. Yeager. I wonder if the wind didn't help carry that beyond the reach of the two. So Cho will bat with the chance to tie the game. First pitch to him, a fastball for a strike. He is 1 for 3 today. Reached on that error by Williams in the fourth. Ended up stealing third and coming home on a balk to tie the game at 2. Mets have scored a run since then to lead 3-2. Fastball high, a ball and a strike. So a big at-bat here, tying run in scoring position with 2 outs in the 8th. Mets were able to get a run in this situation in the top half of the inning. Cho swings and misses at a changeup. Nearly went down to one knee. Ahead of the 1-2 pitch, Cho will use his timeout. Ramirez is set for a 1-2 offering. And he gets the strikeout on the breaking ball. Jawome Ramirez fired up as he strikes out Cho to strand the tying run at second base. We go to the 9th inning at Roger Dean. Mets holding a 3-2 lead.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill located at the entrance to PGA Village offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yero Martinez will lead off for the Mets, followed by Ryland Thomas back to the top and Wilfredo Lara as the Mets look for an insurance run or two before the bottom of the ninth. Same pitcher, Henry Gomez, throws a ball outside to Martinez. Has an RBI single in this game back in the second inning. We started back up at noon. Which is outside a changeup, 2-0. Mets broke a 2-2 tie last inning on a two-out RBI single by Correll Paz to left field. It was set up by consecutive walks. Or correction. A leadoff walk and then a one-out walk. This ball fouled off Linares' mask. The catcher is okay. But the umpire, Barry, will walk the ball halfway to the mound and brush off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Gomez breaking ball. Ooh, swung on a miss badly. That ball nearly hit Martinez 2-2. A reminder, fans, that once this game is over, I will be stepping aside and letting John DeStefano, ace assistant broadcaster, and high home cameraman Josh Knupp call the second game on their own. Check swing to the backstop. Martinez went around. Here comes the throw by Linares to first, and it's going to beat Martinez to the bag by a couple of steps. Only Martinez lingering at home plate too long would have had first base easily on a strikeout wild pitch. Neither of those last two pitches he swung at were ever even close to the plate. The chance to get a leadoff walk, That hurts. Now here's Ryland Thomas, and he will take a ball outside. Thomas 0-for-2. He had a sac fly in the second inning. Breaking ball inside. That's the same curveball that nearly hit Martinez two different times. Thomas takes outside. A challenge, and it stays a ball. So Palm Beach uses its second challenge unsuccessfully. Both teams have one left in this ninth inning. Fast strike, it's 3-1. That gets Gomez back in the count. Thomas pulls one into shallow right field. Hernandez makes the catch. That one got over his head. The first batter when restarted, but not this time. A soft line out for Thomas, couldn't find the green grass. Two up, two down, and back to the top. And Wilfredo Lara. In the bottom of the ninth, it will be the middle three batters for Palm Beach trying to tie the game or win it. And Bernal, Rotondo, and Curiali. Not much going on from that trio in this game. They're 0-for. Lara flies one to shallow right. Hernandez going back again, and he will make another nifty catch over the shoulder to retire Lara. 1-2-3 go the Mets in the top of the ninth. If they want to win in regulation, they have to hope that a one-run lead is enough. Julmy Ramirez already coming back out. He will try to close out the game on the other side of the break.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Here we go. Bottom of the ninth. Mets trying to win a game and win the series. And spoil the Cardinals' hopes of winning the NFL East Division today. A lot needs to go right for that to happen, but it can if the Cardinals win a couple and hope Daytona beats Jupiter. Ramirez, first pitch, it's fouled back. Juwome facing four batters in each of the first two innings. Getting the first two batters both times. Pitching around a two-out hit. Bernal, 0-for-2, takes this pitch for a strike, and he will challenge it or adjust his helmet. Nope, helmet adjustment. Ramirez quickly into the pivot, the 0-2 pitch, too high. Ramirez, the fifth pitcher used by the Mets today, looks fresh, trying to go three innings to end this. Here's a ball softly hit into center field. Lara coming in. He won't get there. A base hit for Bernal. And the tying run is aboard with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth. Bernal's first hit of the game. Seventh hit of the contest for the Cardinals. He's not much of a runner, so it looks like we have a pinch runner at first base. Is that Bolivar? Yes. Bolivar pinch running at first as the tying run. Javier Bolivar off the bench. Ramirez got ahead 0-2 quickly, but then lost him on a single. Rotundo, the next batter, he's 0-for-3, and he will take one high and tight. Ball one. Rotundo 0-for-3 with the ground out, strikeout, and pop out. Curiali's next. He has struck out three times. Bernal had been 0-for-2 with the sac fly. That was the hitless trio doing the inning. Pitch is high, ball two. All of a sudden, Ramirez tucking at his jersey a bit. There's some chatter coming from the Cardinals' dugout. Cardinals getting another arm loose in the bullpen, hoping for a possible 10th inning. Duo pitch to Rotundo. Too high, ball three, and a challenge by Ramirez. I think this is too high. It is. The Mets have just lost their last challenge, a rare pitcher challenge. And it's 3-0, and Ramirez is in danger of walking a batter on four pitches to put the tying run into scoring position with nobody out. Rotundo will surely be taking 3-0. He does, and it's laid over for strike one. Ramirez set from the belt, 3-1 pitch, breaking ball, strike two. Backdoor slider makes its way over for a strike on the inside corner. Full count. Bolivar has shown no signs of running from first base, a short lead. Ramirez, big payoff pitch coming, and it's going to be a call. Third strike, an immediate challenge. And what? Oh, it's a strikeout. Ramirez punches his fist into his mitt. It stayed a strikeout. Rotundo had to use it. He thought it was ball four. He was going down to first base. The Cardinals are now out of challenges. Great call by Alex Lowry. He was right on all the pitches there. A big first out. What a huge pitch that was. Now Curiali is up, and he will fist one into foul territory. That's going to be caught on a leap by Hernandez. And foul ground. The Mets first baseman makes a nice play to foul out Curiali. And just like that, the Cardinals are down to their last out of the game. And it's down to Carlos Linares. He's not been retired his last two times up. A strikeout in the third, but he walked in the fifth and singled in the seventh. That's an out away from a series victory. Up 3-2 with two outs in the ninth. Tying run at first base. First pitch is fouled straight back. Or strike one. Boy, that strike three on Rotundo. If that is ball four, first and second, no outs. Now you're worrying about the winning run at first base. But that strikeout, the very next pitch, a foul out. Mets are close to ending this. 0-1 coming, and that's going to be swung on and missed the high fastball. Linares did not commit to it, and the Mets are now one strike away. Nothing in two. Ramirez can throw whatever he'd like here. He is set from the stretch. Bolivar's running. Breaking ball is fouled back. Bolivar, for the first time, takes off. Pinch runner has to go back, though, on the foul. Maybe thinking that all the focus is on the plate. Can sneak into second base on a potential ball. Ramirez, another 0-2. Bolivar not running. Pitch is popped up in foul ground, but this one looks like it could reach the stands. It will. It scrapes the net. Hernandez right there. Dead ball. A couple of fouls on the two-strike pitches. Keeps the at-bat alive for Bolivar. Ramirez looks in. Peeks over to first base. Bolivar not running. Pitch home. Is popped up in foul ground again. This one might stay in play, and it's caught by Hernandez, the first baseman, and the ball game is over. Mets win 3-2. Ramirez does it in the ninth, works around the leadoff single. Tying run never left first base. And here come the Mets from the dugout and the bullpen to form the happy high five line between second base and the mound for the fourth time in five games this series. Was worth the wait throughout the night. We restarted in the second, no score. Mets end up winning 3-2. They have now won their second series of the year and their second in the last four series. And that will spoil any hopes the Palm Beach Cardinals have of winning the FSL East Division title today. Was good pitching by the Mets. The rehabbers, Reed Fulvey yesterday, Quintana, Montas today, Fago chipped in as well with the double play. Ramirez, three shutout innings to regain his form after his last two rough outings, and Karel Paz coming back from a rough start to this game with a couple of strikeouts to get the go-ahead two-out RBI single in the eighth inning to break the tie. Mets now 4-1 on the week. They are 6-5 this year against the Cardinals. They improved their overall record to 23-38. Cardinals dropped to 35-27. Their lead is back to two games with four to play over Jupiter. They're still in good shape. Not as in good a shape as they would have been if they had won. We expect game two to be coming up around 2:30. It will be a seven-inning game started by Felipe De La Cruz. The Mets will look to sweep the day and also have a dominant series victory. John DeStefano and Josh Knupp will be on the call for that one. Hope you'll enjoy that broadcast. They'll come on at around 2:25 with an abbreviated pregame show and take you through the rest of the day. I will be back on the air on Tuesday, same place, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, as the Mets take on the Jupiter Hammerheads on Tuesday. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game. The Mets win 3-2 over the Saint Louis, or over the Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll take about a 25-minute break And then John and Josh will have you the rest of the way for the afternoon's action.
Williams. One gone. Top of the first. Thomas breaks for second. The throw, not in time. And challenge at the plate by Williams. It was a called strike three, and it will stay strike three as Williams will take a seat. So Thomas able to swipe second. Williams down on strikes. Two out in the bottom of the first. Excuse me, the top of the first. With Jacob Reimer at the dish. The leading batter for the St. Lucie Mets ball club. 276 on the year. Little misses outside with ball one. Going right back to that fastball once again. The 0-1 is sprayed into center field, falling fast, and a sliding catch made there by Adanson Cruz for the third put out of the inning. Terrific job as he made a great break on the ball. Was able to keep that one off the turf. Mets strand one, get no runs in the first, go to the bottom half with a score tied at zero.
Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Alex Idesernia leads off for Palm Beach, the bottom of the first. Looking to fastball off the outside corner for ball one. Felipe De La Cruz on the mound for St. Lucie. Coming off a nice couple of appearances in the last series against Daytona. Trying to keep things going here. Now gets one over for a called strike. 94 mile an hour heater on the outside corner. 2-1 the count against Idesernia. De La Cruz working quickly. Misses upstairs for ball three. Cardinals trying to get their leadoff man on. And he'll have to wait one more pitch as De La Cruz paints the corner with a fastball. Now with the count full, the payoff pitch. A chopper towards third. Fielded and thrown, and the stretch by Martinez not in time. Tillian did his best deep in the hole, but could not beat a speedy Idesernia down the base paths. Cardinals have gotten their leadoff man on.
That was going to be a tough play there from Tilly, and him and Williams were both shaded toward the middle as far as they can be while still being legal, and so that ball being hit down the third base line, had to range back to third base, and then obviously still try to get as much on that throw. Just really a tough play.
That'll bring R.J. Yeager to the plate. Batting 300 on the year, 6 home runs. One of the biggest threats in this very deep Cardinals lineup. The 0-1 is laced into left field. It'll get down for a base hit. Stopping at second is Ida Cernia. And the Cardinals with their first 2 men on base. So back-to-back singles for Palm Beach will bring Juan Bencho to the plate. He's already proven what a dangerous hitter he can be against these Mets. Frequently barreling the ball, and really showed us something in the last series they played here in Palm Beach. So the Cardinals threatening in the bottom of the first. Nobody out. Cho had a bunt sign, but put it away in time. So that one missed upstairs for ball one. And with 2 hands on the handle, De La Cruz delivers the 1-0. And that's low for ball two.
This is a very interesting infield setup the Mets have here. Obviously, Williams on the line of the pie slice, trying to cover in case Ida Cernia thinks about going too far off second. Tillian's kind of... Well, he was shaded up towards the grass in case of a bunt.
2-0 is drilled back up the middle for a base hit. Coming around third is Ida Cernia. He will score, and the Cardinals have taken a 1-0 lead. 3 straight singles for Palm Beach. Take an early lead in this ball game. De La Cruz trying to scuffle his way through the first inning. Try and limit the damage, but still nobody out. Now Leonardo Bernal at the plate, batting in the 4 hole. De La Cruz trying to stop the bleeding. Now a high chopper toward short. Hard charge by Williams. Good throw and able to get Bernal at first. Both runners advance on the play. Give Williams credit. He had to use every inch of that small frame to bust it towards the ball. He made a hard charge. That'll send Chris Rotondo to the plate. The Cardinals really threatening now. Men on second and third with one out. That one is slapped back up the middle, past the diving Williams. Yeager will come home and score. Cho advancing on the throw as it was late coming into third. And now the Cardinals with runners at the corners, still one out and a 2-0 lead.
Just unfortunate there for Williams, just out of the reach of his glove. He was able to stop that one or even just knock it down. The run would still score either way, but he might be able to have a chance to at least get the out at second.
4 base knocks in the inning to start this game for the Cardinals. Only Leonardo Bernal has been retired. Now at the plate, Michael Curiale. Been terrific all season, both in the field and at the dish. Batting 282 on the year. 30 runs driven in. Now the 1-0 from De La Cruz. He gets it over as Curiale swings through a fastball. Count even at 1-1. Talked about the importance of scoring first in this series. Cardinals with a 2-0 first inning lead. De La Cruz missed again outside there. Count 2-1. We'll check Rotondo at first. And now throws over, though he's late. As Rotondo able to slide back in safely. Cardinals have proven time and again in this series they are not afraid to use their positioning on the base pass to try and get in the head of Mets pitchers. But in Ida Cernia's case, it has worked too in the negative. He was picked off a couple of games ago back on Friday. And now a timeout will be taken by Curry Alley. He's back in the box. De La Cruz checks back over to first once again. Much closer play, but safe once again.
Cruz has a really weird pickoff landing spot for his right foot. A lot of the pitchers will extend as far as they can and extend all the way to first, but he kind of just lands it right next to his foot where he normally would land anyways and throws over. Kind of a short pickoff motion.
Definitely a unique move, but he blows away Curry Alley with a fastball there. Came in at 94. Was able to get the talented third baseman down on strikes. De La Cruz, first strikeout of the game. Comes six batters in. Addison Cruz at the plate.
That's a big second out, though, there. Trying to limit the damage done. Strikeout is huge.
De La Cruz misses with a fastball outside. 1-0. Two-run ball game, bottom of the first here at the Dean. Cardinals with four singles in the inning so far. Trying to add to their early lead. De La Cruz misses with a breaking ball high. He's thrown 20 pitches so far in the first inning, 11 for strikes. The 2-0. Inside fastball misses. Now 3-0. And even with second base open, does not want to load them up. He has Andro Espinoza on deck. De La Cruz does get a fastball over for a called strike. Cruz didn't like it, but repositions himself back in the box. Now the 3-1 from De La Cruz is fouled back to the screen. And after falling behind 3-0, count is now full. Cho on third, Ida Cernia on first. 2-0 lead the Cardinals. The payoff pitch. And called strike three. De La Cruz able to get himself out of the inning, but not before two Cardinal runs score. And we will take that lead to the top of the second.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Two to nothing, the Palm Beach Cardinals lead the St. Lucie Mets as we begin the top of the second inning. St. Lucie already securing the win in this series. They have won four of the five games played so far. As Josh mentioned in the intro, they've done so with the benefit of scoring first. The Cardinals winning their only game this series when they scored first. They've done exactly that here this afternoon. Junior Tillian at the plate. Had himself a terrific series so far as he looks at a called strike, count even at 1-1. Junior 6-for-19 against Palm Beach this set, the home run and two walks. Of course, none of his hits bigger than that three-run blast he hit back on Thursday. That made a 6-5 game 8-6 St. Lucie, one they would go on to win 8-7 as part of three in a row. Count even against Junior as he slaps that one high and away foul. Tillian, one of the most reliable hitters for the Mets last season. Took a power break in May to come back strong in June. Now skies one out on the infield, and Espinoza under it to make the play. One down in the top of the second, bringing Yarrel Martinez to the plate. Boy, he has had a tough series so far, 1-for-13 against Palm Beach. Hadn't had a hit until the second inning of last game, and now puts one into center field. That'll drop for a base hit. So Martinez is trying to turn things around for himself late in this series. He's on with a one-out single.
Kind of looked like he was going to check his swing there and halfway followed through, but they don't ask you how you got him. They ask you if you got him, and he's on base here.
That's well spotted. It really was a half swing out of Martinez, but the placement was perfect. Now Kevin Villavicencio at the plate. Villavicencio, the beneficiary of a ton of slap singles this season, but don't get it twisted. He has some extra base hits to his credit as well, the majority of them coming at Clover Park. But he is good for a surprise double and triple every now and then. Now facing a 1-1 count from Davila. He looks at a called strike, 92-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer half. Sunny, breezy, barely cloudy sky in Jupiter. As Villavicencio fouls that one back to the screen.
That might be the first time you've said partly cloudy this week.
That's right. Today, we benefit from a very good weather pattern. Very fortunate to not have any rain in the forecast. We have been rain affected, as you heard in the first game, in 8 of our last 11 prior to this one. And Davila misses with a breaking ball. Try to get it on the outside corner. Count is 2-2. Not much of a lead for Martinez away from first. Though Davila will check. Good scoop there at first. by R.J. Yeager. Stavila's first disengagement. Now, Villavicencio leans in. The 2-2 is upstairs, gets away from Bernal, but he's able to recover in time to keep Martinez at first. So Villavicencio has worked the count full with one down in the top of the second. Vila glances over at first, now comes to the plate, and this one is sprayed in the air towards center. Fading across for it is Cruz, and he's able to make the catch for the second out.
Number 56, William McIntosh.
Two down now with Blaine McIntosh coming to the dish. McIntosh fighting his way through a tough season, batting just 154. Taking off for second is Martinez, and he's able to slide in there safely. The throw was poor from Bernal, but Martinez, with a surprise steal, got a huge jump. Really no chance for Bernal to get him at second. The throw did leak into center field, but it was recovered as Martinez now stands in scoring position. And the Mets with a shot to cut into this lead. You know McIntosh, with all his struggles this season, would be the love to be the one to do that. As he fouls one back. Count is one ball and one strike. And with two down, we've seen the Mets force the issue plenty of times this season, trying to get a man into scoring position. Now Davila paints the outside corner with a changeup, 85 miles an hour. Now from ahead in the count, he delivers the 1-2. That is outside, a fastball missed. McIntosh looking for a pitch he can deliver with. Davila trying to keep runs off the board. The 2-2. Low for ball three. So it was a hesitation from Bernal. Thought he might challenge, but decided against it. McIntosh now facing a 3-2 count. Time called at the plate. And a late time it was granted to McIntosh. So he's quickly back in the box. Looked like he did that little gamesmanship just trying to disrupt Davila's rhythm. Now the 3-2. That one's grounded away foul.
Yeah, it's almost like icing the kicker there before a big kick. And now obviously this isn't late in the game, but this is a big situation here to try to claw one back here. Any run. It's only two runs right now. If you can get it back within one, you feel pretty good about your shot here the rest of the game.
Another payoff pitch. Called strike three and an immediate challenge by McIntosh. And that will stay a strike. So the Mets strand one. The score remains 2-0 Cardinals as we go to the bottom of the second.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Lisandro Espinoza leads things off for Palm Beach as we begin the bottom of the second inning. Cardinals leading 2-0 after a hit parade in the first. Saw four singles by Palm Beach, leading to two runs. Now Espinoza will dig in and skies this one out past first. It's fading away foul, and it will get out of play. Espinoza batting in the 8 hole this afternoon. Hitting just 180 on the year. Does have 23 runs driven in. The 1-1 is skied into right field. And coming on to make the play is Ryland Thomas. Correction, that's Lara in right. Thomas playing left field this afternoon. Each of them being featured in different positions, often in the outfield. Want to get them as much time and experience at those positions as possible. Ninth hitter, Javier Bolivar at the plate. Batting 148 this season. Looks at a called strike. De La Cruz goes downstairs, gets a swing and a miss for strike two. It's two changeups in a row to Bolivar. Javier will use his only timeout. Now back in the box. The 0-2. Big swing and a miss. And that's De La Cruz's second strikeout of the game.
Yeah, change up, and then fastball there. And he was just not able to catch up to it. Too much speed blew it right by him.
Varying pitches, varying location. And now Idesurnia at the plate. He hits the first pitch he sees into the air in left. Gathering under it is Thomas. And a quick 1-2-3 inning by Felipe De La Cruz will send us to the top of the third.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community
at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fernando Villalobos leads things off for the Mets in the top of the third. John DeStefano alongside Josh Knupp here at Roger Dean Stadium, taking in game six of this series between Mets and Cardinals. One the Mets have secured 4-1 here in Palm Beach after a fine offensive series. Villalobos swings through strike two after seeing two fastballs in a row from Jose Davila. Out for his third inning of work. Allowed just two hits to St. Lucie so far, as that one comes in low. Count 1-2 against Villalobos. That one upstairs for ball two. Villa went back to the fastball once again. He's thrown 41 pitches so far through two innings. And now a called strike three. Villalobos will challenge, and that will stay a strike. So the Mets out of challenges with one gone in the third inning.
Yeah, I don't like that challenge there. I just feel like it's so early on in a situation where a strikeout, obviously it hurts, but what does that really affect in the long term? It looked like a good pitch to me, and like you said, they're out.
And Wilfredo Lara fouls the first pitch he sees up and into the stands. He let his bat go as well. This one not nearly as dangerous as the one that came out of the hands of Jet Williams earlier. But now a couple of Mets players having some grip issues.
Not as dangerous. I think Ryland Thomas would like to have a word with you. He about hit the deck there trying to avoid that bat.
Well, this one with a lot less pace than the one that came out of Williams' hands. Ryland Thomas standing in the on-deck circle just kind of watched it as it faded to his feet. Now the 0-2 misses outside to Lara. The on-appeal did not go. Count 1-2 against Wilfredo. Davila's 1-2. Good breaking ball. Got Wilfredo out in front of it. Swing and a miss for strike three. Now with two down in the third.
Three strikeouts in a row there for Davila. Really found a rhythm so far. Mixing up his pitches, location. Everything looking really good coming out of his hand.
He certainly seems to have found the groove now. As Ryland Thomas fouls one back. Thomas with one of the two St. Lucie hits so far today. Hits this one in the air to the gap in left center. And going over for it is Idis Hernia diving. He can't make the play. Thomas is rounding second, digging for third, and he will cruise in with a stand-up triple. The throw gets away, but backing up the play there is an alert Jaeger, or excuse me, is an alert Jose Davila. So Thomas with a two-out triple after stinging one in the air to left center. Ida certainly did all he could for it, full extension as he laid out, but unable to make the grab. And now the Mets threatening with two outs. Another chance to get one back. Now Jet Williams at the plate. Trying to make the most of Ryland Thomas's extra base hit. Williams looks at a called strike. Davila hit the inside corner with a fastball. Boy, he has gone to the old number one a lot this game. The 1-1 to Williams. It is dropped. It makes its way out of the circle. Ball was called, but Bernal able to prevent Thomas from making his way home.
Yeah, me and Adam talked about it here on Wednesday, but the backstop, if it does get to the backstop, it's not very far, so you have to make sure if you're going to go from third that it's gotten away from the catcher far enough.
2-1 is grounded away down the line. Count moves to 2-2 against Williams. The Mets will take a run any way they can get it right now. Of course, this game meaningless in the grand scheme of things to St. Lucie. Very important for Palm Beach as Davila spikes one in the dirt, and Williams is worth the count full. Time and again, you have seen, even when Williams falls behind, he's not giving an inch at the plate. Extremely disciplined. Just incredible for a young player. Only 19 years old, but third in the league in walks. Payoff pitch is low and outside for ball four. And stop me if you've heard this one before. Williams makes his way to first with a walk. I bring hot-hitting Jacob Reimer to the plate. Thought he had a hit back in the first as he stung one to center field, but a hard-charging Addison Cruz was able to make a sliding catch and keep Reimer off the base pass and the Mets off the scoreboard. Reimer fouls the first pitch he sees away down the right side. Thomas away from third. Williams, a small lead away from first. The pitch. That's flared away and foul. Reimer now facing an 0-2 count. Davila trying to get the Cardinals through their third scoreless inning. Reimer trying to change all that. This one hit back up the middle. And past a lunging Espinoza, Thomas comes home, and the Mets with their first run of the game provided by Jacob Reimer.
Really good job there with a two-strike count. Don't try to do too much. Just take what they'll give you. And what it gave you was a ball hit up the middle for a two-out single and an RBI.
Davila went back to the fastball again. Reimer slapped it back from whence it came. The lead is cut in half. Conference at the mound as Bernal will talk with Davila. They'll discuss how they want to attack Junior Tillian, who awaits in the batter's circle. Nice piece of hitting by Jacob Reimer. Puts a run on the board for St. Lucie. Davila very much not out of trouble with Junior Tillian at the plate, and man, has he turned his season around. And absolutely crushes one towards left field. Going back for it is Idesurnia, and it is off the wall. Home comes Williams. Digging for home now is Reimer. He will be sent. Here's the play at the plate, and Reimer is safe. Tillian with a two-out double will score two runs, and the Mets have taken a 3-2 lead here in the top of the third.
You mentioned that he turned his season around. Well, he turned that ball into a double. I mean, that was rocketed out there. I thought it had a chance to get out for a while and end up getting off the wall.
Certainly looked like it had a chance to get out off the bat, but the Mets will gladly take a two-out double off the bat of Junior Tillian. And with Yerel Martinez at the plate and Tillian standing on second, a chance to score more runs. What a turnaround in the inning for the Mets. After striking out the first two batters, Davila has surrendered a triple, a double, a single, and a walk. So big time difference. Give the Mets batters a lot of credit for staying in the at-bats this inning as Martinez skies one just past the plate. And it's fielded and caught by Bernal to end the inning, but not before three Mets runs score to take the lead by one.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And you're listening to John DeStefano and Josh Huff live from Roger Dean Stadium. If you missed the top half of last inning, a big score change to announce for you. It's now a 3-2 Mets lead. After two out batting by St. Lucie, was able to plate three as they ambushed Jose Davila on the mound after he struck out the first two batters in the inning. We pick up things in the bottom of the third. R.J. Yeager at the plate, and he's now looked at three straight balls from Felipe De La Cruz to start the inning. Now the 3-0. Misses outside, a four-pitch walk issued by De La Cruz. The Cardinals trying to battle back. They took control of the game in the first. Now watch their lead slip away in the top of the inning. Juan Bin Cho at the plate for his second at bat. Was part of three singles in a row to start the game back in the first inning. He looks at another ball from De La Cruz. That's five in a row. So Felipe trying to work his way back into the zone. Unable to do so there. 93-mile-an-hour fastball missed off the outside corner. The pitcher struggling. We'll see what Cho wants to do in this at-bat. No decision there as it comes inside, brushes Cho back, 3-0, seven straight balls out of the hand of Felipe De La Cruz. Looking to bear down and get one over. He does just that. Heater right down the pipe. Now with the 3-1 count, glances over at Yeager at first, now comes to the plate, delivers a fastball on the outside corner. Cho thought just for a second about challenging, but decided against it, but will take his time out. So now once again, after falling behind 3-0, the count is full. De La Cruz checks Jaeger at first. Good throw, but not in time. Much to the dismay of Yero Martinez and Jacob Reimer. Both thought that the tag was applied in time. Very close play. Probably the closest one we've seen so far. Now the left-handed De La Cruz delivers to the plate and misses outside for ball four. The first two Cardinals on with walks. De La Cruz will have to deal with traffic on the base pass once again. He'll face Leonardo Bernal coming up. But first a conference with Fernando Villalobos.
Yeah, that's kind of, any walk is frustrating, but those are two different reasons to be frustrated. Obviously a four-pitch walk, never really close to the zone. That's frustrating in its own right. But then you get him in a 3-2 count. You're one pitch away from a strikeout or maybe a double play potentially, and you let him go easy. Two free passes, and well, now you're just like in the first inning. You're in trouble with two men on and nobody out.
Saw what happened back in the first when the base runners started to pile up. No one gone here in the bottom of the third. De La Cruz needs to make some pitches. Bernal in the box and immediately displays a bunt sign as De La Cruz spun around to try and check Jaeger at second. No throw. Still, De La Cruz's first disengagement of the at-bat. Bernal shows bunt once again, now puts it away, and does so in time as De La Cruz misses outside with ball one. So Mets infield defense at first and third drawn in. As De La Cruz misses again outside.
I mean, he's putting down the bunt there, Bernal is. I know that you don't want to give up the sacrifice bunt, but you need an out one way or another. So if he's going to give it to you, you might as well take it.
Bernal displays bunt once again. This one does catch the corner for a strike. So De La Cruz working the outside against Bernal, clearly trying to induce him to bunt the ball to the first base side. Enabling an easier play at third. Bernal gets his bat on this one, but it gets behind him. Foul ball, strike two. Now you will see Bernal almost certainly swing away with two strikes. Count 2-2 against him. Jaeger on second. Cho on first. Nobody gone here in the bottom of the third. As De La Cruz misses downstairs with ball three. Couldn't keep the heater up long enough. That one dropped out of the zone. Full count against Bernal. Now De La Cruz comes inside with ball four. And he has walked the bases loaded. So the third inning starting to look very much like the first. The Cardinals made their way on with three straight singles. Now doing so with three straight walks. Chris Rotondo at the plate. Cardinals trying to retake the lead from the Mets here in the bottom of the third.
I believe we saw this exact situation in Friday's game, in the rain-shortened game. In the second inning, they walked the bases, the Mets did. Ended up getting a strikeout and a double play to get out of it. See if they can be so fortunate this time.
Cardinals Don't want to commit another Noble Tiger in the same series. Does not bode well for Cardinals batting. Rotondo takes his timeout on two strikes. Trying to avoid that result that Josh just described. The 0-2 is spiked in the dirt, well blocked there by Villalobos. Gilad Cruz not trying to give Rotondo anything easy to hit right now, nothing that he can get his bat around on. The 1-2. And this one slapped straight back up the middle. De La Cruz, what a find. He's able to make the play. Incredible comebacker right at De La Cruz's face. He gets his glove in the way. And wow, that stung him on the hand as De La Cruz now laboring with his hand out of the glove. He stands barehanded about 8 feet behind the mound with all of his infielders coming over to check on him. He looks visibly okay as he continues to stare at his right palm, the palm that normally housed by the glove that protected him from that screamer that nearly took his head off, but he was able to make the squeeze for the first out. And now pitching coach Dan McKinney out to check on his young lefty. We've got one of the trainers out as well. But what an incredible play by the young man as he took a sure base hit away from Rotondo and runs away from Palm Beach. That one was headed for center field. So a pause in the action as they continue to take a look at De La Cruz, make sure he's okay. Gilbert Gomez out there as well, making sure his young pitcher is able to continue. But with assurances from De La Cruz that he is, everyone will make their way back to their positions. Coaches on their way back to the dugout. But wow, that's a way to get the first out of the inning with the bases loaded. De La Cruz just on reaction. What a play. Still very deep in the woods, though, with Michael Curiali at the plate. Bases still loaded for the Cardinals. One gone. One 0 from De La Cruz is skied out past first base, and that will get out of play foul. So De La Cruz ahead now 0-2. Trying to battle his way through this inning. Facing traffic on the base paths. Balls hit directly at him. Misses upstairs with ball one. De La Cruz comes set and delivers. This one fouled back and away. Two fastballs in a row thrown to Curiali. We'll see what De La Cruz wants to do here. The 1-2. Down for ball two. Went back to the fastball once again. That's three straight.
That's a really good pitch there, though. 1-2. It's really, really close to the zone. If you swing and you hit it, you're probably going to hit it to Jet Williams, and you're out of the inning, so probably a good hold there.
And the 2-2 is nubbed back towards De La Cruz. He able to make the play. The force out at home is there. And now two down after the Cardinals loaded the bases with three straight walks. The Mets are on the verge of getting out of this one with no damage. But first, Adanson Cruz comes to the plate. He struck out back in the first inning. Would greatly prefer to not be out number three here. De La Cruz comes inside with ball one, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Now the 1-0 is inside again for ball two. Same pitch at the same pace for De La Cruz. As both pitchers making good use of their heater. Now the 2-0 is hit on the ground past third, and it will be a fair ball. In to score is Cho. Coming around is Bernal. Digging for home is Idesurnia, and he will be safe. A three-run double by Adanson Cruz, and the Cardinals take back the lead. It's 5-3.
You cannot place that ball any better down the line than Cruz did. One hopped its way over the bag, basically. I believe I saw a chalk as it bounced for a second time, rolled down towards the Mets bullpen, bounced off that wall there. Tough play for Thomas as it kind of kicked back out. He had to run to it.
Now a throw behind as Cruz was caught way off second. The throw is late and offline. As Cruz back in there safely. Lisandro Espinoza at the plate for Palm Beach. Now enjoying a two-run lead after that big two-out hit. Cruz gets a swing and miss out of Espinoza on an 82-mile-an-hour breaking pitch.
This inning continues too long. The Mets do have somebody warming up in the bullpen. That's number 52, Gene Calderon.
And now time will be called as Calderon got one past Vincent Perozzo over in the left field bullpen.
Actually the second ball in a row that he's thrown that's got by him.
So that one made its way all the way to the backstop. One of the ball boys over to grab it. We can restart play. And now a check at second as Cruz dancing off the bag but able to make his way back. And now another pitch from the bullpen finds its way to the field backstop. And we're going to have to get things cleaned up over there as Calderon continues to warm, but we've got a game going on here. Now the pitcher on the mound, Cruz, misses outside. Excuse me, De La Cruz. A lot of activity right now, a lot of moving parts on this field. The 2-1 is fouled back by Espinoza. Count now even. De La Cruz trying to get the Mets mercifully out of the inning with just three runs plated by Palm Beach. Still more work to do here against Espinoza. The 2-2. Is outside for ball three. He missed again with a fastball. Give these Cardinals batters a ton of credit in the inning. Showing good plate discipline to draw three walks in a row. And then Cruz with the big hit. As this one is lined in the air softly to Jacob Reimer. He's able to make the catch and the final out of the inning, but not before three Cardinals runs score to take back the lead from the Mets 5-3. We will take that score to the top of the fourth.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Five to three, the Cardinals lead as we begin the top of the fourth inning. Kevin Villavicencio at the plate for the Mets. They find themselves in a two-run hole after a big third inning by both clubs. Saw each team score three. The Cardinals enjoying a two-run advantage as we start to get later into this seven-inning game. Augusto Calderon on the mound for Palm Beach. He induces a fly ball on the infield from Kevin Villavicencio. And that one's put away by Javier Bolivar. So with one down in the top of the fourth, Blaine McIntosh at the plate for his second at bat. Struck out back in the second. And now with an automatic strike called on him for not being in the batter's box on time. So McIntosh caught napping there. And now swings to a strike and quickly behind 0-2. So not the way he wanted this at bat to start. As Augusto Calderon pours in another strike. As McIntosh swings straight through a fastball, and two gone in the top of the fourth. Didn't get a chance to introduce Calderon, he's pitching so quickly. Out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican, was added as a free agent by the Cardinals back in 2018. Spent the last season in the FCL playing rookie ball. And he gets a called strike across, facing Fernando Villalobos. Villalobos in the nine hole. Struck out last inning. And now swings through a fastball to face a 0-2 count. He'll take his time out. The Mets trying to avoid going down in order for the first time today. Calderon misses outside for ball one. The 1-2 is fouled back to the screen. Count remains 1-2. Villalobos having a tough season. Batting just 114 on the year. Looks at ball two. Calderon went back to the fastball, 93 miles an hour. Yeah. Now comes set and delivers. Misses with a changeup outside at 85. The Cardinal batting did great work in the last inning to take back the lead. Calderon trying to get the Mets down 1-2-3 in this inning. And does exactly that. Foul tip into the mitt. Squeezed by Bernal. The Mets go down in order.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
To those of you on front line.
Not this afternoon. Today you join John DeStefano and Joshua Knupp live from Roger Dean Stadium.
Adam is listening, though.
Adam is listening, and we welcome Adam and all others who may have listened in on the first game. Big Mets victory, 3-2 here at the Dean. Cardinals trying to flip the script in the series. Oh, too little too late to take the series from the Mets. Trying to get out of here with some good feelings as they lead 5-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Javier Bolivar at the plate, facing Gene Calderon. Newly into the game, replacing Felipe De La Cruz, who exits after three innings pitched, five hits, five runs, all earned, three walks, and three strikeouts. Calderon misses outside with ball three. Calderon, also out of the Dominican, born in Santo Domingo, was added to the FCL Mets last season as a free agent. And on four pitches, has walked the leadoff batter, Javier Bolivar. So walks starting to become an issue this game for Mets pitching. So that's the fourth one issued so far. Alex Idazurnia at the plate, top of the order for the Cardinals. Alex has had a nice game for himself, one for two, and led off the game with a single. Now facing a 1-0 count from Calderon. And a throw behind down to first, not in time by Villalobos. He tried to catch Bolivar napping. Count 1-1. Adesernius hits one on the ground, fielded there by Martinez, tags first for the out. The throw down to second is not in time as it got above Jet Williams, who had to leap to keep it out of center field.
That's just a tough play there from the first baseman. You're so close to the bag, you might as well just take the out, but then that requires the shortstop to make the tag at second. With that angle, though, you're throwing over the runner. Almost impossible to make it online.
Yeah, tough play trying to turn two there by Martinez. Give him credit for getting the sure out at first on a hard hit ball. RJ Yeager at the plate. He's one for one on the day. With a single and a walk. And he looks at a fastball outside. That one just missed for Calderon. Count is 2-0. Cardinals with another runner in scoring position after the fielder's choice. Calderon comes inside with a fastball, 3-0. He's only faced three batters so far. Doesn't want to walk his second man. The 3-0 is in there for a called strike. Yeager very dangerous at the plate. 6 home runs this season. That's second on the team. Big looping breaking pitch from Calderon. His best one yet. Gets a swing and miss out of Yeager. The count moves to 3-2.
Had Yeager well out front on that one. Expecting a fastball, obviously.
The payoff pitch is spiked in the dirt and outside for ball 4. So now once again, two Cardinals find their way on via the walk. That's 5 total today issued by Mets pitching. Now the ever scrappy Wan Bin Cho at the plate. Also 1-for-1 on the day with a walk and a single. Calderon comes upstairs, brushes Cho back.